Welcome to Tapeworm Transmissions. Your host, Nolan Sinnott. Today's guest is the Waterfall King. Welcome to Tapeworm Transmissions.
And we're on.
Got to do the clap to sync up the audio and the video, right?
Yeah.
Audio, video, clap, sync.
Yep.
Sync, clap. The old audio, video, sync, clap.
You don't want the clap.
The old double.
There's a marijuana pipe on the wall.
Uh-oh. And there's also a grinder and a marijuana.
Have that just hidden. Just like, just have it somewhere in it. It's just, hey, we're potheads.
Nobody's going to see that over there.
You know.
Okay.
But it'd just be funny if it was there.
All right.
I mean, it's legal now, so it doesn't really matter.
Like, we can hint it off that it's there.
Are you trying to conduct a certain level of professionalism, even though there's a bottle of whiskey on the table?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a second ago, you were just fine with, like, having the bong out.
I never said that once. Yeah. You came in here with your eyes red as the devil's dick, and
we're back.
Hold on one second. So what? I like the party with Satan.
It's all right.
Smoking your marijuana pipe.
Goddamn kids.
Or they know as the bong.
How was everyone's 420?
420 was,
It was a day.
Yeah. It was like Tuesday, right? It was like Happy Tuesday, thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but I think with this, it's going to be like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, so we'll just catch them up with our lives. I celebrated it, like, unintentionally. After work, I went to Jewel. I'm like, all right, I got to get some groceries. And it ended up, like, some steaks were on sale. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get some wine, going to make some mashed potatoes and everything. And Janine comes home. She's like, oh, happy 420. I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize it was that day.
We're making steaks.
Dyed your hair green.
Steaks. Yeah. Dyed the hair green. That was a couple days ago. But, yeah, just ate an edible. And happy 420.
Happy 420, bro.
And we had to go to bed early because, you know.
Adult.
Snoop Dogg, he, for all the good little boys and girls, he breaks into your back window and he hides nugs all around your house.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like the Easter Bunny, but.
Like the Easter Bunny mixed with Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. But it's just Snoop Dogg.
But it's just Snoop Dogg. Snoop,
and he's not, like, sly about it. He just, like, breaks a window and, like,
comes in. I'm leaving it on the porch.
Yeah, and he just, like, hides. No, you just, like, you gotta look. You're, like, you know, you're looking in, like, your toothbrush cup. You're, like, oh, shit, there's, like, a dank-ass nugget in there.
No, it's, like, a blunt, just, like.
Next to your toothbrush.
It's in the shape of a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Is this Colgate Keith? Thanks, Snoop Dogg. he has to have a thing, like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Whatever Snoop Dogg says, and then flies away because he's so high.
Yeah, he just, like, goes out in a cloud of smoke.
For shizzles, my nizzles, and then just, like.
He's like, ain't nothing but a G thing.
Yeah, there. Perfect.
Just, like, good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that.
Happy, someone turn that into a cartoon.
Happy port 20.
Port
20, everybody.
Port 20.
Happy port 20. Beep, beep,
beep. So what do we have on the agenda for today?
Yeah, what's on the menu?
Yeah. Spoon feed us, please.
Let's see. Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
With your best shot.
So, I think we need to be, have you heard anything from our lawn lawyer?
Oh, shit.
Oh, lawn lawyer, he's been a bit in the weeds lately, hasn't he? He's, heard, you know, some things have been happening.
Yeah, the last time I talked to him, he was like, I need $3,000.
Yeah, and we're like, dude, come on, we're not strapped like that.
We're not strapped like that.
He should have caught Snoop, you know, if he was a good boy on 420 Eve.
I swear to God, it wasn't our weed officer.
He shows up in the soul plane.
Snoop Dogg broke into our house last night and left nugs of marijuana everywhere.
Yeah, it's holiday tradition.
as is tradition.
Yeah, no, I think last I heard, Lawn Lawyer was going through a bit of a divorce.
What? He was divorcing people in divorce court?
No, like himself. Like... The lawn lawyer had to find a lawn lawyer to represent him in civil court.
That's wild.
That is wild.
Yeah.
I hope he did what he needed to do.
Lawn lawyers always do.
Yeah.
They prevail.
God, I love that guy. He gets me choked up just a little bit every time.
We're going to need a little money up front.
I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss the way he tries to extort me.
So I think maybe the first... the first thing on the agenda, maybe just to set the overall tone, is we should do a satanic seance.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with any. Do you know any?
I just know the one that's like, Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Heiny Ho, and then...
Okay, Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Hi, what is it?
Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Heiny Ho.
Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Heiny Ho, Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Heiny Ho. Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Heiny Ho, Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Heiny Ho, Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Heiny Ho.
Oh, hey.
And like a Heineken pasta. And it's a Heineken commercial.
Your wish has been granted.
You're welcome, Heineken.
Long live Satan.
Long live Satan. Have you ever experienced any like alien?
Alien.
Anything alien like in your life?
No. I've had a ghost experiences, but never extraterrestrial.
No. Have you ever? Is
the ghost thing like a spirit thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I felt that.
Yeah, no, like, I've seen shit, so, like, my ex-girlfriend's house was, like, super haunted, at least they claim it was, and, like, I was, like, super skeptical, I'm like, y'all are just, like, doing too many drugs, but, one night,
allegedly,
like, we were all sitting, watching TV, and they had a bunch of dogs, and, like, everybody was on the couch, and a tennis ball just, like, shot across the room like somebody threw it. And, like, nobody threw it, and the dogs can't do that. So we were like, oh, fuck, that's weird. And, like, lights would turn on and off, and, like, you know, whatever. It's not that crazy. But one night, we were going to bed, and, like, so, like, her bed, like, when you lay down, you're, like, you can see, like, her windows and, like, the street lights outside. You can see, like, you know, we'd have the curtains drawn, and you can, like, see the... You could see the windows, like, from the lights outside. So I just kept, like, I was, like, laying down. And I kept getting this, like, really, like, super intense, like, anxiety-wrenching, like, something really bad's about to happen. Like, your stomach drops and, like, nothing was happening. And, like, I turned to my girlfriend, I'm like, you feel that? And she's like, yeah, like, what the fuck? And then it would, like, go away and then it would come back. And I'm like, all right, tell me next time you feel that, tell me. And then we both felt it at the same time. She's like, all right, fuck this. I'm going to bed. So she ended up, like, she passed out. And I was laying there, and it felt like somebody was holding a lighter, like, on the outside of my leg. And, like, I was, as far as I remember, I was stone cold sober. But those days were kind of dicey. So it's a 50-50 shot. But it felt like the outside of my leg was, like, super fucking hot. I'm like, what the fuck? So, like, I'm looking at my leg. Nothing's fucking wrong. Then I'm just laying there. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, I get that feeling again, and, like, I look straight in front of me, and I see, like, it was, like, a big black oval-shaped head. It was, like, clear as day. It was, like, a gray, it was almost like a suit vest. It was gray, and then it was just, like, black straight down, and, like, that image was just, like, burned into my fucking soul. Jesus. And, like, I went under the covers, and I was, like, fucking freaking out, and then, like, you know, I looked to see if it was there again, and it was gone. And, like, really fucking rattled me. Because, like, I didn't believe in, like, any of this shit. I was like, okay, you guys are fucking nuts. Like, this shit's not real. And just, like, freaked me out. And, like, I guess it turned out, like, because I mentioned it. And, like, I guess, like, her uncle or her something was, like, he was, like, a super, super tall dude. And they were like, yeah, it could have been him. And I'm like, I've...
Was he alive?
No, he was dead as fuck. Like, it could have, you know, like, so that was their explanation. Like, it could have been him. I don't know who or what it was, but, like, I definitely saw something, and it was, like, It was weird. And like being going from being like a super, super skeptic to like having that happen. And like, who knows, it could have just been like a manifestation of like my own mind, you know, from like stories that people have told, but like the feelings beforehand, I think that's what really validated it for me. Just like feeling that really intense, like dread of like something really awful, like just that pit of your stomach sinking feeling, and like my leg feeling like it was just too weird.
Yeah.
And like earlier in the night too, like before that happened, we were just like sitting on the bed and it felt like a cat jumped on the bed.
Wow.
Like, and we both looked at like the corner of the bed because you like felt like something like, you know, like pushed down on the end of the bed, and we're like, you know, we looked all around the room.
And you didn't have any pets or anything like that?
Oh, no, they had pets, but like we checked the entire room under the bed in the closet. There was not a cat to be seen in that room.
Hell no, I'm out of here, bye.
Yeah. That was some weird shit.
Yeah, that's some, yeah, fuck that. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had anything weird like that I could say specifically. I remember one time I was sleeping and the bed, and I was pretty young, and I was I think I was actually just laying down in like my parents' room and maybe like fell asleep or something, because they weren't in the room. It was just me in the room.
Uh-huh.
They were still like downstairs, like, I don't know, they were doing something else. And in the hallway, because like laying in the bed, I was facing the door, and the door was ajar.
Yeah.
Opened.
Ajar.
And
it's not a jar, it's a door, you fucking idiot.
What is like another word for it being closed? A jar?
A jar? I don't
know. A jar.
Like, what's the antonym for a jar?
Kind of open.
A closed.
In the motion of swinging.
A jar.
A door moving.
That's... A pot.
A pot?
Yeah, you got a jar, you got a pot.
Oh.
You know, maybe some jam. A cup, maybe some ham.
A cup. No, I just think it's a closed.
So we do have the internet, we could look it up. Doors ajar,
mm-hmm.
And I see this like white figure, like ghosty figure, you know, it's just like, but it's like in the form of like a man in a suit, and he has like a hat on.
Yeah, what's with the suits?
And
that wasn't a suit.
Just die. When they die, they just gotta have swag in the afterlife.
And I explained
hat that. Too, like a hat. Do you have a hat?
Afterlife drip.
Yeah, he had a hat. He had like a fedora type of shit.
Oh shit! Did he have like a bag or something? Was he like?
I don't know. I couldn't say if he had like a suitcase or anything like that. He was just like looking at me, and then like I got up and I walked like I don't know if he like moved out of the door. I can't quite remember, but I remember getting up and like looking out in the hallway, and like he was gone.
Ooh.
But was it clear, or was it just like kind of like shiny bright, like you couldn't really notice what it was?
I don't think
the shadow figure.
The lights weren't off.
Was it a shadow figure or was
no?
So like the lights were on.
The lights were on.
Straight up. Saw it.
Like,
ooh.
Yeah, because I was afraid of the dark, so I never turned the light. I always had the lights on.
Yeah, well, seeing fucking ghosts in suits, I'd
and,
be afraid
and the
of
lights,
too.
And I think, I don't know, if, I think the lights in the hall, no, the lights in the hallway had to have been off, but the lights in my room were on, so I wasn't, like, not adjusted to the light when I went out into the hallway. All
right.
I was, like, clear, you know?
Yeah.
Spooky.
So,
yeah.
I've actually had, I really... All right, so when I sleep, I don't really remember, like, my dreams or, like, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, if I do, they have to be, like, very, like, you
particular.
Know.
Particular.
But have you ever had dreams that are, like, they have the same thing in it?
Oh, like a reoccurring dream?
Like, not, it could be something different, but something from another dream. Like, something that's always, like you always see the same thing.
Okay.
I mean, if it's a different dream?
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember, yeah, like, don't any of my dreams.
Different. See, like, all right, I didn't either until, like, I was, like, 14, 13, and then, like it was in the shape of, like, a nightgown. It looked like a nightdress,
mm-hmm.
right? Like a grandma's nightdress or some shit. mm-hmm. from like the 1900s.
Was it just there? Was it like
no? It was like just like it would just like
a body was
like,
in it?
Like it. Like sometimes it would look like it's just hanging on something. Okay, sometimes so like you're just like I'm in a dream and it's just like you know, like someone's wearing it. Like or I don't see their face, but it's, like it's just like
it's always the same one.
Yeah.
Dang.
And then, like. When I got older, I was like 14, like a couple of years after that, like it went away. Like, I don't know. I also have like another reoccurring dream of like, of like stick figures. And then like, they were like always like a ball that always got bigger. And then like, it would just basically like
consume everything,
consume the whole picture that I'm watching in my dream.
Ooh.
But that always happened when I was sleeping somewhere else. Like in another house, like ooh, my cousin's that, house, or
yeah, it's
like
almost like a homesick dream kind of thing.
Maybe there's some kind of fucking thing to that. But all right, so I was 14. I remember like this happened like 5 times. I walked downstairs in the living room. I like out of my left eye, like I see like something white, and it looked like it was the shape of like a nightgown. Mm-hmm. And I look, and for a second it's there, and then I blink and it's gone. And I'm like, fuck.
Oh man.
And like at the time my stepdad was like moving stuff in from like storage, and he brought in like a it was like a chest. Like an old chest. And it was like his great grandfather's like World War II like mm-hmm. memorabilia I don't know. He has like those things with he has a gun with like a musket on it. How old is that?
Yeah. Oh, like yeah. You mean the bayonet?
Civil War.
Yeah. Like he got shit from the Civil War in that box.
Ooh.
So I think some of that like came with it, and then like apparently, I was going through photos with him and like his sister. I guess my aunt. Well, I don't know how you call that, but and then there was this lady. She looked like she could be like wearing that dress, and then I guess that was their great aunt, and I guess. Or great grandfather's wife or some shit like that. Whoa. Whatever the Civil War was. But so apparently maybe she that was her. I don't know. But
could be.
It was it's kinda gave me a flashback to when I saw it again, like when I saw it out of the corner of my I was always in the corner of my eye where I would see it. Like that was the first time I was in the living room, second time I was in the kitchen, like third time was like in my bedroom. Like
it's gotta mean something. Like your grandma, like didn't have like a nightgown or something she would wear.
I didn't see. I don't know this. I don't think I know. But I think I saw, like, an outline of like of a person's body, but like not. And if I don't know, I couldn't. Cause you know how you just if you're looking at peripherals, you only see like like a certain amount of stuff. It's basically a vague shape. And I'm like, the hair like looked like it would be like. Long and curly. This lady had long curly hair, like I don't know, but I didn't know this lady. I guess it didn't feel like I knew her, but the presence wasn't bad or anything. So
maybe this lady will pop up at some point in your life at a very important moment.
I don't know, but maybe I'll ask my stepdad about it. Like, yo, have you like, did you ever experience any like thing of a, I don't know, maybe I'll just share a beer with him or something. Figure it out. It's just wild.
That is wild. Yeah, I don't have any, like, reoccurring dreams, but there's one dream for some reason that I remember more than, like, any other dream, and it's so fucking bizarre because there's a song attached to it, and it like, every time I hear the song, like, it just, like, it gives me chills because, like, it just, like, throws me right back into the dream. I had this dream when I was, like, a little kid. And I was at my great-grandma's in the dream, and I was sitting on a ledge, like, playing with a toy car, and, like, looking down, it was almost like I was sitting on the ledge of the Hoover Dam. It was, like, super far down, and there was, I don't know the name of the song, but I know it's by Jewel. It was like
one of her... The pop star singing?
Yeah, like, it was, like, one of her popular songs, and it was just, for some reason, it was, like, audibly playing in my dream.
Interesting.
And every time I hear that song, it just, like, totally, like, fucks me up. I'm like, ooh. All
right, I guess I'm putting on the Jewel album.
Yeah, no, it's, like, I forgot what the song's called. It's, like, her most, like, popular song, but must have heard it at some point and, like, got in the dream. It was just really weird.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Did you have a good time though?
It
wasn't a bad dream.
Yeah. No, you're like dangling your feet off of an edge.
Yeah,
like,
no, it wasn't like a scary dream, or it was just like for some reason it was like just a really vivid dream that I just for some reason can't forget. It was just really weird.
I can't really recall like too many dreams. Like, I have one dream I'm being like chased by like a giant white beast, dragon, liger looking thing. Down like a beachfront, and like I turn into like
it's David Hasselhoff
into like a,
in its final form.
I turn into like a cove area, and it's like really high walls, and I'm like cornered like in it.
And then you wake up before you get attacked.
Yeah, and then another dream that I had, I fell asleep in physics class in high school. And I had like the back wall, and our like the that specific room, the each level of like desks like went up, so like the back row was like really high.
Oh yeah, like a pyramid almost.
Yeah, and I was like at the very top and like in the back, so I was like leaning my head against the wall. Right.
Was this the one in Elgin?
Yeah, in Elgin.
I was in that same class with your brother,
Doc Bombela's.
What? No, that room though, with because next door was the lab.
Yeah, the next door to the lab.
I was in that same class with your brother.
That's funny. So, yeah, I'm in there, and I fall asleep, and I, like, have a dream that I'm on a motorcycle, right? I'm, like, cruising on this motorcycle down, like, a freeway in the desert.
Hell yeah.
And I'm just, like, you know, and I hit a pothole, right? And I go flying off the motorcycle. And as I hit the pavement, my face hits the book in front of me.
Yo.
And I wake up. My book, my face just hit the book because I fell asleep with, like, my head like that.
Yeah, and you just fell forward.
So I fell forward. So, like, somewhere, like, in that instant of time, like, my mind created.
Isn't that insane? Like, and how, like, a split second. Like, think about how fast, like, your head just falls and hits a book.
And how much you can make in that.
It made up, like, an entire scenario that was like, hey, this motherfucker's about to fall. This is how he's going to fall in the dream. Like, that's crazy.
Also, forget, how long were you in free stance? You're probably just, like, you know, dangling there for a minute, you know?
Probably, yeah.
You're probably just like...
Until
your arm got tired and you're just like, fuck.
I think my body, yeah, is, like, in, like, some resistance mode before it just, like...
Yeah.
Before it just, like, let go, you know?
It's like, fuck this guy. Hit him with a book.
Surprise. Hit you with some knowledge.
I've had something like that, though, but I was in a car. But instead of, like, I didn't hit anything, but I felt like I got left behind. I was on the highway. Mm-hmm. I was in a Jeep. I was in the passenger side. And, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, I like, fall asleep. But I wasn't sleeping. Like, I was just kind of, like, listening. And then, I don't know, all of a sudden it felt like the car just stopped, and I was like panicking for like 2 seconds, and it felt like, you know, you're on the giant drop or some shit, and it's just like,
yeah.
It felt like that, and like it felt like I just like left like the seat of this passenger car, and then like I'm like, did the car just flip or some shit, like, and then like, you know, I couldn't open my eyes, and then like I couldn't even breathe, and. Like, I kind of just did a big, and then I was back in the car, and I was like, holy shit, what was that?
You're like, whoa, I just took a little vacation there for a second.
It wasn't pleasant at all.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't.
It was like someone just took my soul and held it for a second.
So I had I got a idea that I came up with that I thought was pretty good, that I think will segue nice into our next topic.
All right.
So I had an idea, I was talking to Sylvia the other night about, like, true crime, you know? She's super into the true crime stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Where she, like, accidentally, like, kills me, right? You know? Mm-hmm. And then is freaking out and doesn't know what to do with the body and, like, doesn't call the police and starts, like, you know, trying to cover it up with, like, all this other, like, fucked up shit. Mm-hmm. And then she becomes, like, the biggest, like, true crime person.
She's
like,
number one.
She's, like,
they have a whole book dedicated to her. They make a
Netflix special about her.
Yep.
You know how they have a book on all of them? There's a book on just her.
Yeah.
The Elgin Disemboweler.
No. Sylvia.
Oh my god!
I'd read it. I'd watch it.
So are we?
I mean, it would be a simple case.
Are you just asking our opinion on true crime? Or
no. Well, I mean, that was just an idea that I came up with that'll segue into our next thing. But I don't know. What do you think about that? Like, you think that'd be good, right?
Yeah. Let's make a true crime story.
Like the thing was like, I don't know. She like, I can't remember exactly what she did or if she even did anything. Right? I just came up with it, but like, you know, she like bumps into me, like I say something, you know, just stupid or whatever, just saying something, some stupid bullshit, and she just like, no, stop, and just like hits me, and like I slip and I fall and like hit my head like a fire hydrant.
Yeah, and then you die, and then she has, instead of trying to explain that, because who's gonna believe that,
right?
It's brilliant. It's so good. Is that the one where they have that sound that goes dum dum? No, that's like true crimes, right?
No, I don't know. That's Law and Order.
I'm not saying like just, I don't know, not just a show specific, just like true crime is like a genre.
Yeah.
But so I could, I you know, if you guys want to segue into the next part.
Yeah.
A horror movie starring us.
Okay.
Like, let's come up with a scenario and what we'd have to do to get out of it.
Okay, question. Is there a plot twist where one of us is the guy?
No,
it could be.
No, that's too obvious. Because then they're gonna be like, "Oh, it was him the whole time. Like,
it was his tour manager."
Yeah, we've seen that before. Here's the thing: you're never gonna see the killer because that's what makes the killer scarier.
Okay.
So basically, so this is what's gonna happen. So, the year is 2023. So this is 2 years from now.
Hold on a second. Let me.
Our show is a thing. Okay.
So
I'm gonna do a new page, actually.
All right, he's taking notes on this. So the year is 2023. The pandemic is still going on, and it's gotten even worse because now there is a super coronavirus.
The Maisha Rona?
That literally, if you even go outside, you'll get it. So they call an emergency. You have to stay in whatever area you are absolutely in right now. And if you're on the streets, you know, it's basically a police state, and the police will kill you because you're just going to spread it more.
What's that called?
Chaos?
Martial law.
Martial law.
So martial law is taken over, even though it's with the police. I think martial law is usually with, like, citizens. I'm not 100%.
I think martial law is, like, it's free game.
Yeah, Marshall Mathers, he's in control of everything.
And the horror doesn't have to be a killer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it could be supernatural,
okay,
too.
Okay. So
we could do aliens?
So we're stuck here, period. Just us three in this room, and we are not allowed to leave.
Oh, it's that hardcore.
It's that hardcore.
Oh, man.
So, since we're stuck here, everybody else in the other rooms are also stuck there.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to back you up here because we need more details.
Okay.
No one, real quick.
What you need?
Can you jingle my headphones? I think I'm only working on one side here. I was like,
you may need to do...
There it is. That's it.
I think those are mine.
You're good?
Yeah. Whatever happened.
You guys are good?
Okay, yeah, I'm good. I think I'm only out of my right headphone now.
Oh, see? Look at that.
Oh, wait. Yep. Okay. We're back. All
right. We're good?
Yes.
You're good?
Yeah. So,
we're both good? Okay.
It's 2023.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we got that. It's 2023. Super Rona. It's an airborne martial law, and we're stuck at the studio.
Yes.
What do we do for food? Because now we're like, you know, we got to figure out there's like things that are like, how long has this been going on for?
Well, this is the immediate start of it. So we're not even thinking about food yet.
Okay, so gotcha. So martial law has just been enacted.
We got a notification on all of our phones that said like martial law is happening. You are not allowed to go outside.
Well, we need
until further
too.
Notice.
Okay. Hold on a second. How about we were practicing?
Well, yeah, exactly.
And so we didn't get the notifications until after practice.
Yes.
So we didn't get the notice. So we're already late to the martial law thing.
Yes. So we're already like, okay, what the hell?
Does one of us goes outside before even looking at the notification?
Goes out for a cigarette.
And there's cops everywhere.
Oh no! You just see some dumb shit happening, like some guys just like butt naked running, And then you're like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah, like, something simple, yeah, but then all of a sudden...
There's like sirens and shit going on.
And we notice that no one's in the studio. Is anyone in the studio?
No, there's other people in the studio.
Okay.
But like they're also stuck in their rooms. And like we're communicating with them. Like we're sending like, you know, text messages like, hey, you know, are you guys okay? Like what's going on? And like, you know, we'd like meet in the hall and stuff. But we cannot go outside.
Gotcha. It's hard for me to write all this down.
That's okay. Good thing this is recorded, yeah. So you could just go back and listen to it.
Okay, so one of us tries to go outside. Are there police, like, in the hallways?
No.
They're not in the building?
No, not in the building. They're only outside.
So we can exit our room.
Yes, we can exit the room, but we cannot go outside. Gotcha. So maybe we don't text everybody. Maybe we just kind of convene with everybody in the hallway. We're like, yo, like, what's going on? And, like, by then, like, we all have, like... You know, these crazy masks on and like face shields and stuff because of the super virus.
Looking like cyberpunk.
Yeah, looking straight up like cyberpunk. We're like, we all look like Daft Punk. We all have like the robot helmets on.
I'm over here playing Daft Punk.
Yep. But yeah, so we're talking with everybody. We're like, okay, like, we can't go outside. What the fuck do we do? And we all kind of like take stock of like who has food, who has water, like what's going on because we don't know how long this is going to go on for. Then. After we figure that out, we all convene and go back to our own respective rooms. And then, all of a sudden, you know, we get a text like, oh, hey, we want to have another meeting, like, with everybody in the building. So we all come out, and one person's missing.
Who is it?
We don't know who it is.
Isn't that someone we know?
It's not somebody we know. This is a minor character, because it's somebody who, you know, you kill off right off the bat.
So are Dave and Aletta in our story?
They're absolutely in the story.
I thought it was going to be Dave, and we have to go find Dave.
No. Dave's a heavy hitter in the story, because, like, you know, you need...
But we need Dave.
Dave's
we
the killer.
Dave. No. That's too obvious.
Dave can't be the killer.
It's too obvious. We don't know that yet.
We need to have one of those things, like, one of those important things that die.
It'll get there as the story progresses, but some minor character disappears, and we're like, hey, where was that one guy that was here? And like, they're like, who are you talking about? And then like,
you know, in room eight.
Yeah, the guy in room eight. You know, I could have swear there was three dudes that came out of there. What happened to the third guy? And they're like, oh, I don't. No one fucking knows. And we're like, okay, nobody mentions it, but essentially, as the story progresses. More and more people slowly start to disappear to the point where we all get paranoid enough to where we start doing tallies of everybody that are showing up for these meetings. So say there's like 15 people in this building, you know, in this story. Ooh, excuse me. Every time we convene, one person disappears. And not everybody believes it right off the bat either.
Why are we like reconvening? Like, how long is this like taking place over?
This is after the first day we meet again, so it's been 24 hours. We reconvene again. A second person is missing, and then we're like, "All right, guys."
All right, now what are we doing for food though? Because now people gotta be hungry.
Well, people do gotta be hungry, but well, let's just say like for now there's enough food in the area, like in the building, for us maybe say like 3 or 4 days worth between people's refrigerators and snacks and shit. Like, and we're being good about it. You know, drink water from the sink, like it's good. It's fine. So, like, we'll say enough to last, like, 5 days.
Gotcha.
And we'll even skip further in the story. So, like, 5 days later, when all the food runs out, that's when shit gets real heavy. Because they're saying, like, literally, you come outside, you're going to die, period. You have no choice but to stay inside if you want to live. So, we're in there. So far, 5 people have disappeared. 1 person each day. Everyone's freaking out.
And we can't find them anywhere.
Can't find, not even a trace that they were even there.
So we're also like looking for them too.
Yeah, we're looking around.
But do people remember? People obviously remember, like, oh fucking, where's Dan?
Yeah, no, people do remember, and we're looking around. We're looking at the ceiling tiles. We're like checking, like, and like, and another weird thing too is like someone's like, oh yeah, like he sent me a text like an hour ago, and they pull up their phone, and the text is gone. And their entire trace of them even existing is out the window. Like, there is no evidence besides what is in our memories. So, like, every picture online, everything's gone. They're eradicated.
And then we start getting, so there's turmoil between us. We start fighting each other.
Well, because we're getting paranoid and, like, freaked out, and, like, tensions are very high and fights are going to start, especially since there's no food. We start to ask, okay, who's going to eat who? But, spoiler, it doesn't get to that point. Nobody eats anybody.
I was about to say, I'm probably the juiciest one here, so.
Nobody eats anybody. Because we're better than that. Think you can, what is it? Think it's two, you can survive up, I think it's, what is it, 2 weeks without food?
A month.
No, it's like, it's like a week.
No, dude, no, it's I think it's, body can go a month, I think.
Or no, it might be like 3 weeks without food. I think it's 3 days without water. I think that's how it goes. I'm not, you might have to fact check.
I'm doing it right now.
But anyway,
is it some supernatural thing that's happening? Is like sometime during these days, like, oh, we go in the bathroom and there's like blood dripping from the fucking mirror?
Well, so to even add a further twist, because of the lack of food and the high stress, we all start hallucinating. Okay. We start having these hallucinations.
And coming down off of the drugs that we were like,
hey, yeah, man, 5 day party. Let's do all the drugs. No, but like, you'll be in the bathroom and you look in the mirror, and the mirror will like start like bleeding out of the corner, and you like look at it and you like kind of snap yourself out of it. You're like, what the fuck?
Or it's like you see the corner of your eye that the reflection is like, you're like at the hand dryer, and the reflection is like looking at you.
Not how you're supposed to be standing.
You go to look at it, and then it's like it is looking at you, and like you see yourself looking at you, and then like you try to like, you know, move to make sure to see that it is moving with you, and you're like, oh shit, it is just, I'm just like,
yeah, you're
delusional.
You're just freaking out because, yeah, like we're.
And then you turn around, and then if it was like a video, like a movie, the reflection wouldn't turn around.
Exactly.
It would still stay looking at you.
Exactly.
Walking out
there. That's what you think is going on, because we're 5 days in without food.
Okay.
And people are going missing.
And people are going missing.
That fact check. 21. Okay. All right. So, I don't know who the fuck this is, but someone states that the body can survive for 8 to 21 days without food or water, and up to 2 months if there's access to an adequate water intake.
Okay, so we have water here.
I mean,
we
tap
have the,
water.
Yeah, the tap
is
water.
But what if that's the thing that's, like, making everyone disappear?
I mean, it's the fluoride. It's, you know, mind control. Yeah, but right. we don't know that yet. So we have water, so we're not going to die.
What if it, like, ended up being, like, the trees, like that one movie with Marky Mark? That was so
no,
fucking
it's,
dumb.
It's like, have you guys ever seen the Animatrix?
Yeah.
I have not.
Yeah, it was good.
You know the part, you know the one where, like, the young girl and her cat and all those like little boys break into like that factory, and they're like jumping from like high heights and stuff like that, and they like stop inches before they like
I think we talked about this last one.
And it'd be like something like that's happening in this building.
No, you talked about this with Dave and Luke. I listen to the cast.
So. But that's, like, something that's happening here.
Yeah.
You know, we got the super coronavirus, and that's just, like, happening. Like, there's tears in the Matrix happening or some crazy shit like that. So there is some super weird, natural, unnatural shit happening, and it's, like...
What if it was just, like, a wormhole?
A tape wormhole.
No, it's, like, it has to be some, like,
It's a tapeworm movie.
Well, you said we never see what it is, right?
Right. So we don't know. Sorry, I got nuts in my mouth. We don't know how or where these people are going, but they are going somewhere, and all trace of them has disappeared. So we don't know if it's like the government's coming in tonight and like picking these people up and just completely erasing them, or if it's something more supernatural.
Can I give away what I think it should be?
Go ahead.
Should I jump to that yet?
If you wish, you're the captain of the ship.
I think, okay, so if people are going missing and we do end up finding them, they need to be, like plastered to, like, a ceiling wall.
Just, like, stuck with goo?
No, just, like, with their, like, flesh peeling off and, like, melting into the wall.
Like, some, like, real, like, fucking Clive Barker, like, Hellraiser shit?
Like, they just hit, like, the edge of the Matrix part or whatever, the tear in the fucking supernatural to the reality, and they're just, like, being, like, shoved, like pushed against the edges, like smushed against the edges of reality.
See, now here's my take. I like it better if we don't find him. But at the end of the movie, we see somebody disappear, and the way that they disappear is just like fucking brutal. Like this crazy shit happens, like all like leading up to it, and like watching them. My gears aren't turning quite to figure out like what happens to them.
Turns into dust.
Like a big black guy just fucking comes up and breaks their neck, rapes them, and fucking buries them in the back.
Maybe not that extreme.
All right.
I was thinking more like, so it gets down to like it's just us three, right? Everybody else is gone.
Dead. Or just missing?
Quote-unquote, disappear.
We always hold hands and cuddle at night.
Exactly. So that's why we're safe, because we cuddle. But
and they only take one at a time. They can't take on three.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'll say it right now. It could even be me. I'm just, like, standing in the middle of the hall, and I'm just like, hey, guys, like, everybody's gone. And we're like, can we go outside yet?
Like, why do you have blood on you?
And, like, somebody opens the door, and, like, the sky is red. Everything is just, like, completely, like, decimated. It's almost like a whole nother world happened out there. And then, like, you get, like, so you two are looking out the back door, like, looking at the world. And you turn around and look at me, and, like, I'm at the top of the stairs. And then all of a sudden, just, like, my body literally just, like, turns inside out. Blood and guts fucking everywhere, like, super brutal. And then it all just, like, kind of sucks up into this thing and like a ball of light just like beams up straight up out of the fucking ceiling.
What the fuck did you do, right?
Everything's gone. And that's how it ends.
How do you get to be the hero?
I like the
oh, I'm not the hero, I'm the last victim.
I like the black guy one.
Alright, I'm gonna change.
It's a little aggressive.
Okay, hold on. Alright, I got something way out of left field. It's nothing to do with that.
Okay.
But I'll make it quick too. Alright. Okay, so it's going to be a studio movie, right?
Okay.
But we're going to do a hack and slasher, all right?
I like it.
I'm going to already start by saying we don't know how about this happened, but we already know the killer, like, within 30 minutes in the movie.
Okay.
And it's Stanley.
Okay, so Stanley did it.
It's like, you know, like, here's Stanley, but, like... But it's gonna be in his own way, you know.
You're
like
Rensley.
You're gonna hear what you're gonna hear, like one of his hit songs every time, like you like it's like in the distance.
Oh, what's his band that's sex, love, sex and death?
Dude, his music with like fucking horror film, I think it would be fucking great.
Yeah,
you know, and
it works.
You know, it would be kind of like it kind of gives you like a Evil Ash. Was it?
Yeah.
Kind of
Army of Darkness.
Yeah, you know, and I feel like that could be like a cult classic kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, definitely.
For especially with rock music. Fuck yeah. Like, you can just have like someone playing and the blood just goes.
Well, yeah, the movie's just called Stanley. The rent is due.
Have you ever seen Todd in the Book of Pure Evil?
No, I've seen Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
No, it's a TV show. It's like a Canadian show. Jason Mewes is in it.
Shit, my bad.
From Jay and Silent Bob. Jay.
Okay, yeah.
He's a janitor. And it's like these kids in this like school, the Book of Pure Evil gets loose and like all this shit, crazy shit keeps happening, and they're like in a metal band and like metal music and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. Todd and the Book of Pure Evil.
Todd and I'll have to check it out.
I'm looking for since we were on the topic of movies. The script for
Mean Girls.
Bad Girls.
Mean Girls.
Oh. Unpleasant Females.
Bad Girl.
Talking about those bad girls.
I'm trying to find the scene where they talk about wearing.
Just do the intro where she talks about everyone being animals. So I don't have to.
I'm not familiar with like the.
It'll be like, you know, scene 3, fifth paragraph. I think it's like 85. I don't know.
I want.
He may be a fan.
I want the.
Who's
who?
You can't sit with us.
I want the. We wore pink on Wednesdays.
Oh man.
But none of us wore pink.
I was wearing pink yesterday.
That's salmon. You're kicked off the team.
Okay.
Go home, loser.
Okay, I'm gonna send this.
I can feel the weather, and it's gonna rain.
Okay, we are getting. Oh damn, it's already 8.
We'll do this. We'll do this table read, and then Maureen, if you want to continue, we can keep going.
We'll keep going.
All right, I just sent it. Go to page 19.
Oh shoot, they're doing it through our phones. My phone's gonna die. I can live it. Where'd you send it?
Page 19, you said?
Yeah, it's like page on the top right corner. What it's.
Oh my god, it's making me download this. I'm going to have the script downloaded on my phone.
Did I just? Yeah, I downloaded the Mean Girls fucking PDF.
Really? You have to download it? It just like I opened it up like in a browser.
Yeah, because you don't have an Android. Android just likes to like give you the rights to everything.
Okay, gotcha. Well, we got the rights to Mean Girls now.
Yeah. So, what page?
19. It says it on the top right corner.
Oh, so not the page I'm following.
It's like page 20 out of like 118, but page 19 on the actual printed thing.
Oh, page 19, and it's in lunchroom day?
Yeah.
Where's narrator okay, at? Where's Sylvia?
It's going to be...
The rising cost of abortion, is that the first line?
No. It's the cafeteria.
Oh, that's 18. Okay, yeah, here we go.
Lunchroom.
The cafeteria. A cartoon of three girls. Beware of plastics.
Okay,
who's who?
Caddy, Gretchen, Karen, Regina.
Can I be Gretchen Wieners?
Okay, you want to be Gretchen?
Is Gretchen the one with the weather?
I'll be Caddy. Yes.
Oh, I'm...
Morian, you be Karen, and Regina. Karen? And Regina.
Why do I have to be two people?
Okay, I'll be.
Hold on. Where are these people at? I only see Karen has one line here. Oh no, it's two. All right, cool. All right.
So, I'll be Caddy. You're Gretchen.
Yes.
And you be Karen. And if I'll be Regina if you want me to be Regina.
I don't know where Regina is even at.
She comes down later. I'll just do it.
Oh, dude, it's cool. Go ahead. We'll take turns.
Okay. Well, whoever picks it up, whoever gets it.
I'm Gretchen, so back off.
Enter lunchroom day. Caddy, wearing Damiar's pink Celine Dion tour shirt, sits with Gretchen and Karen. Having lunch with the plastics was like leaving the actual world and entering girl world. Girl world had a lot of rules.
We only wear jeans or track pants on Friday. You can't wear a tank top 2 days in a row. You can only wear your hair in a ponytail once a week. So I guess you pick today. If you break any of these rules, you cannot sit with us at lunch. I mean, not just you, any of us. Like, if I was wearing jeans today, I would be sitting over there with the art freaks.
Gretchen points to Janice and Damien's table. They are having a contest to see who can stick more popsicles in their mouth. That looks like fun.
We always vote before we ask someone to eat lunch with us, because you have to be considerate of the rest of the group. I mean, you wouldn't buy a skirt without asking your friends first. If it looks good on you.
I wouldn't?
Right. It's the same with guys. You may think like someone, but you could be wrong.
Have you seen anyone that you think is cute yet?
Actually, there's a guy in my calculus class. Never mind, it's stupid. Gretchen and Karen pounce on this information.
Who is it?
It's a senior.
His name...
Get the fuck out of here.
His name's Dave Seek.
No! He's mine! You back off that hunk of log of man, or I'm gonna stab you to death with a pen.
I like the improv.
You bitch.
They went out for a year.
Have you seen the size of his quads? He is ripped.
Because she keeps cheating on those chiseled abs.
Regardless, ex-boyfriends are off limits to friends. Don't worry. I'll never tell Regina what you said. It'll be our little secret.
Pinky swear.
Regina enters with her food. Cheese fries and two Diet Cokes.
There's gonna be a fire drill in like 2 seconds.
Fire alarm goes off. All the students around them go outside.
I told Coach Farr we had to skip it because Karen might be pregnant.
Regina waves at Coach Farr, who was manning the door. He waves back.
I'm not tough, right?
I can see why it was good to have Regina as a friend. Oh, that was a voiceover, by the way.
Oh, good job.
Caddy and the Plastics have a huge cafeteria all to themselves.
All right, I think we'll end there. That was, ladies, that was fantastic.
It was.
Round of applause.
Okay. We can get the Saggy Nuts Award.
We get the SAG Award.
What is it called? You get a.
Syphilis.
Sparkies? I don't know what they call it.
Well, before I let you go.
Okay, before you let me go.
We got one more thing to talk about. Less than 5 minutes of your time.
Okay.
The whole reason why we're doing this.
All right.
Is because we're friends.
Okay.
And.
All right, I'll accept.
I need something, just anything, and this is it.
All right.
And you're giving it to me.
Okay.
And I think it's time we announced it.
Okay, here, hold on. Can you do a post drum roll?
Was that a car?
Yep. A motorboat.
Or is that just Dave blasting off again?
Waterfall King album is done.
Dun, dun, done. Dun. Done.
Shit's done with. We're over with it.
It's done. It's Fuck mixed.
It. We don't have a release date yet.
Send it.
But if we wanted to, we could send it. We could give it to your ears tomorrow. But
yeah, but we're not going to do it because we'd like to be a little bit of tease.
We're going
to
tease, but just know that it's done.
We're going to edge you into 2022.
Yep. We got to talk to the higher ups. They kind of, you know how it goes.
Yeah,
you know, Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost.
We got to talk to the Waterfall King himself. Ask him what he wants to do.
Yes, the King. The King must command.
Yep.
His servants only, do what he says. So
we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, y'all want fries with that?
Y'all want fries with that?
Y'all want single?
I want some mayo tard with that.
Say fuck that.
Fuck that. All right. But yeah. So yeah, it's coming out.
It's coming out.
That little tease thing, though, is pretty good.
Yep.
The blur?
Yeah, it was funny.
Mm-hmm. I'll do the backside too.
Got to do the backside.
Just do the tenties.
Yeah.
Or maybe we could do like a one where it's like on the front. You know how you did that? Maybe we can put the logo in front, but kind of like
just put it like mirrored. So you have to like read it like backwards and upside down.
What's that?
And they're like, what's that band name?
Transparent.
It was a post from the Waterfall King. What is this band?
Kind of have it translucent. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll have to show you.
Cool.
Yeah, that was nice. I liked all that. It was good. It was engaging.
That was fun.
It was fun.
That was a good one.
This is important.
Well, thanks for having me.
The Satanic Seance, or the Seance with my favorite.
You want to do one more before I go?
Dude, sure. I can't drink another Heineken.
Mecca hide. Okay. Yeah, no, you gotta end it on that high note there. That was good.
That was good.
All right, y'all.
All right, we out here.
We out. We'll be right back.
something.